Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. We're in Shantipur, West Bengal, 525 years ago. We're with Nityananda and Advaita Acharya. They met after some separation. They're in great happiness. And they've lost themselves in their prem-filled meeting. And then Nityananda stepped back into a slightly more official mood of Advaita Acharya gave up his intimacy for a moment to glorify the actual position of Nityananda. Who is Nityananda? And his prayers, he starts offering a series of prayers where he's going to reveal the identity of Nityananda. Rakshakula hanta tumi Sri Lakshmana Chandra tumi Gopa Putra Haladhara Murti Manta. Nityananda, you are Sri Lakshman, the younger brother of Ramchandra. You are the destroyer of the demoniac dynasty, Rakshakul Hanta. You are Haladar, Balaram, the son of a cowherd, Gopaputra Haladara Murtimanta. It's very interesting. Although generally, when Vedavyas was writing the Srimad Bhagavatam, he explains in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Balaram is the son of Rohini, or rather Devaki and Vasudev. The seventh pregnancy of Devaki in the prison house of Kamsa in Mathura. The seventh pregnancy was transferred to the womb of Rohini from Devaki by Yogamaya's arrangement. So Balaram has an interesting history here. He's a son of Devaki and the son of Rohini, and now he's the son of Nanda Maharaj. The same Vedavyas is giving three different identities. Vedavyas in Srimad Bhagavatam says he's the son of Devaki and Rohini. Rohini basically carried him also. It's kind of like a relay program. And you carry the baton and hand it to another runner. Devaki carried the child for a while and passed over to Rohini. Rohini carried the child for something like 7 days or something. It was a very quick pregnancy and delivered Balaram. And so now this same Vedavyas came 500 years ago and wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat, and here he says that your Advaita Acharya is, this is his prayer, Advaita Acharya is glorifying Nityananda and saying, you're Gopaputra. So although the bona fides and particularities of Balaram's birth remain shrouded in mystery, but for all intents and purposes, he's a coward boy, and Krishna's a coward boy. And Krishna being the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, and Krishna being Dwarkadish, and being the chariot driver, Parthasarathi, and being a Kshatriya and a prince and a Yuvaraj, and that's some other Aishwarya consideration. But the Vedavyas and Vrindavan Das Thakur and all of the Gaudiyas, they see Krishna and Balaram as eternal brothers, and they're the sons of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. Because it says Gopaputra, Vasudeva is a Kshatriya, he's not a Gopa. So the only Gopa I know is Nanda Maharaj. And Putra means a son. So he's a son of a coward. An interesting point here.
Murkanicha adam patita udharite tumi avatirna hayacha pritivite.
Nityananda, you have come to this world to deliver the foolish, fallen, wretched souls. So that's us. We're being described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. He's not speaking very highly of all of us. He's using three adjectives to glorify us. We are Murka, Nietzsche, and Adam. That is our glorious our glorious attributes. We're all fool number one. And he would say, it seems like he's saying the same line that he said when he was Vedavyas. When he came as Vedavyas, he said the same thing. Kale Yusmin Aismin, he said, Manda Sumanda Matyo. He said these same rascals that Vedavyas wrote about 5,000 years ago, well, we're still here. We were here 500 years ago when Vedavyas came back as Vrindavan Das Thakur. He saw the same fools, same foolish, fallen, wretched souls keep on being produced. And unfortunately, we're now 500 years later from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and still we have many highly qualified fools and foolish, wretched souls. And the speaker is one of them. Murka Nietzsche Adama. Foolish, fallen, wretched soul. But you are Patito Dharan. Patito Dharite. You have come. Udhar. Your belly is very broad. A very broad belly. You can fit everybody in your belly. Your Mahavishnu. Nityananda. So you want to put everybody in your belly. And Mahavishnu does that. He puts everybody in his belly when he inhales the whole creation. But Nityananda is coming with a little more merciful program than Mahavishnu, who's actually an expansion of Nityananda. Nityananda says, listen, I don't like carrying around in my belly all the time, manifestation and unmanifestation, but I want to give you a chance to go to Braja Gokul. So this is Nityananda's mercy. Nittai bine bhai, Radha Krishna payate nai. Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya, he proclaims quite aptly, and let's say correctly, that without the mercy of Nityananda, then it is impossible to go to Goloka Vrindavan and serve Radha and Krishna. Yugo. And Advaita goes on, more glories of Nityananda. This is Anti Lila chapter 5, that was verse 488. Now 489, page 110. Ye bhakti vanchaye yogeshwar munigan tomahaite taha pai beka yete jan. Bhakti. That bhakti desired by the best of mystic yogis and sages, bhakti vancha, Yogeshwar Munigan, will be obtained by anyone and everyone by your mercy. So that parabhakti, that very, very rare parabhakti which is imbued with Brajabhav, which is aspired for by the Munigan, who are the Munigan? The Munigan means the Shrutacharis. Or the Munigan, that group of Munis, the personified Shrutis, they aspired for Braj Bhakti and they performed austerities for thousands of years. And then Yogeshwara, those sages, those great yogis, those Dandakaranya sages living in the forest on berries, and they were living in Treta Yuga and they came inspired by Ramachandra, and they also developed a desire to attain Braj Bhakti. So they started performing austerities in Treta Yuga. And those austerities went on for a million years or so, a couple million years. And finally, after a couple million years of austerities, those Dandakaranya rishis appeared from the womb of gopis in Barsana in Boma Vrindavan, Krishna's Prakat Leela on the earth planet, and they became the Sarana Siddha Gopis that entered the Maharas dance. It wasn't easy to attain Braj Bhakti. That bhakti, the Bhakti Vansha, they desired that type of bhakti, not Vaikuntha Bhakti or anything less than Braj Bhakti. but that practically impossible to attain achievement and goal of Braj Bhakti, that Parabhakti of Vrindavan, is being freely given out to anyone and everyone by the mercy of Nityananda. So these are the three prayers, or four, one, two, three, four prayers that Advaitacharya used to describe Nityananda, describing him in his various forms of expansions from Ananta Shesh to the Prakash Rupam of Lakshman Balaram, and then he came to the present time. He went from the beginning all the way to the present time. So the beginning, let's say, if there you can say beginning, but from Ananta Shesh, it was the very beginning of creation, holding everything up, then the Treta Yuga, and then on to Kali Yuga, Nityananda's compassion. Kahite Advaita Nityanandera. I have to bring that over. Nityanandera Mahima Ananda Veshe Pasarilena Apana. As Advaita glorified Nityananda, Advaita became absorbed in ecstasy and forgot himself. So this is the key to bliss. People in the material world, they become blissful by glorifying themselves. There's a phrase in English, they say the sweetest word in the English language is a man's own name. This is the sweetest word in the English language. Your own name. So if you're somewhere and someone says, well, Neeraj did this, he won this trophy in a sports contest. Really? And then if you're passing by or anywhere near, your ears will really run there. Oh, my name, that's me, Neeraj, the champ. Or the chump, either one, I don't know. It has to be decided. We have to take a vote. Are you a champ or a chump? That's the third alternative I hadn't thought of. But let's re-vote again and see what we come up with, what the majority opinion is. So this is interesting, and people try their best to become happy by glorifying themselves and encouraging others to glorify them. And it's a half-baked attempt that never really gets out of the oven. And give anyone any happiness. People never, although they try for happiness, and we see here effortlessly within four verses, it's four char pada to bliss, four verses to bliss. He simply glorified Nityananda in four verses, and he became so blissful he forgot himself. He says, Ananda Vesh Pasari Lena Apana. Advaita Nityananda Mahima. He was absorbed in the Mahima, the glories of Nityananda, and he forgot himself. I became Ananda Vesh. He entered Nityananda. Nityananda is that he is that form of Ananda. Unlimited bliss and joy and happiness. So if you contact that ocean of bliss and happiness, then you'll get sprinkled. You get sprinkled with drops of bliss, because he's always blissful, Nityananda. He's always relishing his internal ecstasies. He's ecstatic when he approached Jagai Mata. He's God. He's fearless. Haridas is not God. So he had some slight trepidation at the prospect of approaching these degraded scoundrels, Jagai and Madhai. But Nityananda laughed. He was just laughing it up day after day. He meet some girl on the road and say, I want to marry you, and bewilder their whole minds. And then he sees some crocodiles swimming in the, sporting around the Ganga, and he thought, well, that's Haridas, it looks like fun. Wait a minute, hold my sankirtan bag. I'm jumping in. So he just jump in with his clothes and chase the alligators and sit on their back and ride around like a horse. Like a jockey rides a horse around the track. So Nittai would just jump on the back of the alligator and say, let's go. And they would dive underwater in the top, bottom, everywhere. No problem. And Haridas is beyond his losing his brains watching Nityananda. So he's always cavorting and enjoying himself. So this is a nice point. Advaita is teaching us here that by glorifying God, we become blissful. We become blissful by glorifying God. This is the quality. God is always blissful, Nityananda. Advaita say, Gyata Nityanandar Prabhav. E marma janiye kon kon mahabhag. Advaita knows the glories of Nityananda, and some most fortunate souls also know the Mahabhagas. Tabe je kalaha hera anyonye bhaje se kivla parananda jari jane bhuje. The quarrels that you may see between Advaita and Nityananda are nothing but sources of transcendental happiness, provided one understands them. This is called Prem Kalaha. 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 Prem Kalaha. This is a feature of the Lord. He likes to get in love quarrels. Husbands and wives often quarrel, but it may be questionable whether love is the basis or egos are the basis. Generally, they're ego-based quarrels and not love-based quarrels. It's a matter of lordship, my ego or yours. Jagannath, he also gets in love quarrels. He got in a love quarrel. Now, Jagannath is Krishna. This is very interesting. The Lord's Leela. Jagannath is Krishna, and Krishna is Jagannath. But Jagannath had a quarrel with Krishna. Because the king of Kalinga, he conquered a neighboring king, the king of Puri. And then he had a solid gold Gopal deity, supposedly, Rashtadhatu, and then he brought that deity of Gopal to Puri. And he thought, well, I don't want to make another temple for this little guy, because he's kind of small anyway. So then he put him on Jagannath's altar. But this little Gopal, he was very naughty and mischievous. He wasn't like behaving himself like a Murti's supposed to. Murtis were supposed to stay there and just stand there and give blessings and eat when you give them something to eat and keep quiet. Right, that's the thing. They just give blessings and keep quiet. They're not supposed to run around, run down to the Ganga and dance in the kirtan party. Nityananda and Gauranga, they ran off the altar and joined the kirtan party. They were so ecstatic. But so Jagannath, this Gopal, every morning when the Balyabhog would come out, in the morning time they would offer. They offer the special sweets to the Lord and Puri, and they offer about 7 different sweets to Jagannath every morning at 4 o'clock, called Balyabhog. And it's para and rubri and sandesh and burfi and sweet rice and a lot of good things. And don't think about all those good things. But if they come your way, then you're a lucky Brahmin. When such opportunities to eat bhoga come your way, then rise to the occasion. But when this Balyabhog was offered to Jagannath, then Gopal was thinking, well, listen, I'm Balagopal. So this Balyabhog is for me. It's got my name on it. So then he gobbled it all up. Gopal gobbled. Gobbled up all the sweets, and Jagannath was left with nothing, not even a crumb. And this was going on for days. And I mean, Jagannath was tolerating for some time, but then after a while, he started, because he's a little kid, Gopal's a little kid, so you have to tolerate sometimes little kids. But then Jagannath couldn't bear it, so they start having a fight. And Jagannath said, "What is this? You know, these are my offerings. You're here as my guest. I mean, I didn't put you here. You were just brought here by the king. And you didn't even ask me whether I approve of it." So Jagannath and Gopal had this riff with each other. And then Gopal wasn't paying much attention. Kids, when their fathers chastise them, or some senior chastise them, they just put their heads down and pretend to be humble and do whatever they want. That's the basic way kids operate. So then it was getting pretty bad for Jagannath, and he was getting thinner by the day. So then he came in the dream of the head Bajari, and he said, "Listen," and also the king, he said, "This is the situation that Gopal is eating all the Balya offerings, and you have to do something fast." So then they moved him about 10 kilometers and made a small temple there, which later became a bigger temple. It's called Shakshi Gopal Temple. No, that's Shakshi Gopal.
That's a different.
But this Gopal was, there was, I think it's maybe the same one. But Shakshi Gopal is from Vrindavan, that's the whole thing. But this Gopal Didi, it just said that, it's in a purport, Prabhupada talks about the Prema Kalaha. And this, I guess the Didi went to Kashi Mishra's house or something and was put on the altar with Radhakant. Because he was the superintendent of the temple, so he solved the problem. This is Kalaha. And sometimes Nityananda, when he was in Shantipur other times with Gauranga, they came for lunch, and a whole argument broke out. And then Nityananda said, "What is this? This is not enough rice. I've been fasting for days, and what is this rice you're offering me? This is not even a handful. I mean, not two handfuls are the size of my belly. You're not even giving me a half of my belly. This is, I'm like an atiti, and you're treating me like this." And then Nityananda says, "Well, who invited you anyway? I invited Gauranga for lunch, and you're a reject Paramahamsa. What is this called? Kind of part, one day you're a sannyasi, next day you marry two girls? It's like you're a reject Paramahamsa." Then Nityananda says, "What? What? You don't even have any caste." And he took some rice and he threw it at Vaita. And that rice, that Mahaprasad actually, but that rice landed on Vaitacharya's leg, and he started dancing in ecstasy. So this is their Prem Kalaha, which is being alluded to here. That when you see these quarrels, they're love-based quarrels, and we should try to understand them. And we'll continue there tomorrow with this discussion of this Leela of these two Prabhus, the Advaita Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu.